So, open your Bibles to the book of Jude. Book of Jude and verse number 3. Jude, verse number 3. And the Bible says, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." So kung Tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, mga minamahal, buong pagsisikap kong ninanais na sulatan kayo patungkol sa kaligtasang tinanggap nating lahat. Na natagpuan kong kailangan sumulat upang himukin kayo na ipaglaban o panindigan ang pananampalataya na minsang ibinigay sa mga banal. So, ang pananampalataya. So, sa ikatlong taludtod, makikita natin yung parirang common salvation. Common salvation. Iba yon na paksa. Yun ang gusto sanang isulat ni Jude. Kaya lang, dahil sa mga maling turo na pumasok sa mga simbahan at na-influensya mga Kristiyano, nagsulat na lang siya patungkol sa ipaglaban o panindigan ang pananampalataya, the faith. So, yung nakaraan, pinag-usapan natin yung common salvation, is iisang kaligtasan, o yung pangkaraniwang kaligtasan. Pero ngayon, bibigyan natin pansin yung paksa ng the faith. The faith. Ano ba ang faith? Ano ang the faith? At ano-ano ang iba't ibang mga bahagi ng faith na ito? Pagkatapos natin ma-identify kung ano ang the faith, papansinin natin kung anong layunin ni Jude patungkol sa the faith na ito. Ano ba yung purpose ng faith na yan? Now, when Jude wrote the epistle, he was definitely wanting to write about the common salvation. And that's what we talked about last time, the common salvation. The salvation enjoyed by every Christian, every born-again believer enjoys the common salvation. However, Jude noticed the entrance and the acts of the apostates, if you could say it like that, or the taking over of false doctrine and false teacher, influencing the churches and influencing Christians. And so rather than expounding on the truth of soteriology, common salvation, Jude writes a letter of warning concerning the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And that's what we're going to look at today. What are the different aspects of the faith? And after we find out what are the different aspects of the faith, we're going to look at what's the purpose of contending for the faith. Contending for the faith. So, ano itong sinasabi ni Jude na ang pananampalataya? Ano ang the faith? Now, dahil iba ang common salvation, iba rin yung the faith. Okay? Automatic na yung the faith ay mas higit pa kaysa sa doctrine of salvation. Okay? So yung common salvation patungkol sa kaligtasan. Pero yung the faith ay mas mabigat pa kaysa sa salvation lang. Kumbaga, yung salvation ay maliit na bahagi ng pagiging Kristiyano. Now, huwag niyong isipin na yung salvation maliit na bagay. Siyempre, napaka-importante ng salvation. In fact, hindi ka talaga pwedeng sumulong sa buhay kung hindi ka ligtas. Okay? Malaking bagay ang salvation. Pero ang salvation ay hindi katapusan. Ang salvation ay simula lang ng buhay Kristiyano. At ang buhay Kristiyano ay yun ang tinatawag ni Jude, the faith. The faith. So, The Bible knows of only one faith. Isa lang ang pananampalataya na kinikilala ng Bible. Eh, Pastor, sa Pinas, ang daming mga reliyon. Maraming mga nagsasabi, evangelical kami. Oh, maraming nagsasabi, Baptist kami. Maraming nagsasabi, Christian kami, born again kami. Kami, ecumenical. Charismatic. Ganun. So, maraming iba't ibang mga religion at expression ng religion. Pero sa Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, one faith. Isa lang ang faith. Tingnan mo ang Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 5. Now, there are many different religious denominations within Christendom, and Christendom is a broad term, and it's a very loose and broad term. There's many within Christendom professing Christianity that knows nothing about true Christianity, and yet they're called Christians, not by the Bible, but by their own self-profession. But the Bible doesn't recognize multiplicity of faiths. There is only one faith in the Bible. And this one faith is so important, Jude said, we ought to contend for the faith. Look at Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 5. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Isa lang ang faith. Look at verse number 13. Here's the goal for the church. The goal for the church. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. Oh, so within that faith, there is a unity that God wants His churches to enjoy. The faith. The unity of the faith. Tingnan mo ang Acts chapter 6 and verse number 7. Go over to Acts chapter 6 and verse number 7. Here, you will see that more than salvation, the faith is more than just being saved. And again, I say, salvation is not the end. Salvation is only the beginning. And God wants every saved, born-again Christian to grow and to move on in the faith. Look at Acts chapter 6 and verse number 7. Acts chapter 6, verse 7. Whom they set before the apostles, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. So they didn't just get saved. This great company of priests joined the church in Jerusalem. They were baptized and then they were added to the church. And that, the Bible calls that obedient to the faith. Are you obedient to the faith? It's more than salvation. Go over to Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14 and verse number 22. Book of Acts chapter 14. And verse number 22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. So, Christians are to be exhorted to continue in the faith. Now, that's not salvation. That's more than salvation. It begins with salvation and then it grows from there and it moves from there. Don't stop continuing in the faith. Look at Acts chapter 16, verse number 5. Think among Acts chapter 16, verse number 5. What does it say about the faith? Acts 16, verse number 5. And so were the churches established in the faith. Established in the faith. Is Mount Zion Baptist Mission established in the faith? I hope so. I hope so. And so God's will for every church is to be established in the faith. The faith once delivered to the saints. Anong ibig sabihin ng the faith? So we see that you're to be obedient. You're to continue. You're to be established in the faith. So what is the faith? If it's not just salvation, what is it? Well, here it is. The faith refers to the body of truth taught by Jesus Christ to His churches. The body of truth. Remember the Great Commission. Go, baptize, teach. Diba? Go ye into all the world, teach all nations, baptizing them and teaching them all things. Yun, all things, yun ang the faith. That's the faith. All things that Jesus taught us. You're to continue in today. Your discipleship is based upon the faith. Now, ito ay higit pa sa kaligtasan at kabilang ito ang iyong pagpapatuloy ng tinatawag nating discipleship. Now, kung ikaw ay Kristiyano, okay, nung tinanggap mo si Jesus Christ, naligtas ka ng Panginoon sa grasya ng biyaya ng Panginoon, ikaw ay naging Kristiyano nung nagsisi ka at tinanggap mo si Jesus Christ. Nung nangyari yan sa'yo, nung iniligtas ka ng Diyos, ngayon, ikaw ay isang alagad ng Panginoon. Isa kang disipulo ng Panginoong Hesukristo. At nararapat sa mga disipulo, William, look up here, pay attention. Nararapat sa mga disipulo na magpatuloy. Magpatuloy. So God has a plan for us to keep the faith. We're to keep the faith. And so if you're going to keep the faith, you got to know what it is, all right? The faith, once delivered to the saints, represents the body of truth that Jesus Christ wants every Christian to continue in. Yun yung all things. That was referring to the all things. Now, I'll show you an example here. Just to show you how different our faith is sa ibang mga faith. Now, have you ever compared the faith, the Bible faith, with other religions? Okay, there's a difference. Kaya nga iba yung Baptist. Kaya nga tayo Baptist. Iba talaga yung turo ng Bible sa turo ng mga different religions. Now, so yung religion ng tao, I'll call this false religion. Okay? And I'll call this Bible truth, or Bible faith. Okay? Iko-contrast natin yan, ha? Lahat sa Bible, lahat ng magiging kasapi sa simbahan ay ligtas na. Bible truth yun. Okay? So, ang tawag natin doon, saved, church, membership. Saved na po ako bago ako naging church member. Yun ang Bible. Lahat ng nagiging kasapi sa simbahan ay niligtas na ng Panginoon. Hindi tayo katulad ng iba, yung false religion. Ang sabi nila, church, membership, salvation. Sumali ka muna sa amin para ikaw ay maligtas. Meron bang ganon? Can you think of churches that teach church membership salvation? That you have to join the church in order to be saved. Now the Bible says you need to be saved first and then become a church member. Okay, so if you're not saved, you really can't join the church. Okay, you're not going to join the church. There's no point in joining the church. Now, Ano yung mga religion na ganito? Church membership salvation. Oh, Iglesia ni Cristo. Kailangan sumali ka sa kanila bago ka maligtas. Ano pa? Jehovah Witnesses. Oh, ganun yun. Catholic Church. Sabi ng Catholic Church, pag hindi ka kasama sa simbahang Katolika, wala kang kaligtasan. Yun ang turo ng Vatican. Okay? So, sa kanila, church membership salvation. Sa Bible, save church membership. Malinaw? Oh, iba ba ito? Okay. So, kung ito, iba dito, ito yung the faith once delivered to the saints. Kapag hindi tayo, pag hindi natin alam yung Bible doctrine natin, within one generation, mawawala yung Bible doctrine nito. Malilito yung mga tao. Pero habang meron tayong Bible, alam natin yung totoo. Ang totoo, kailangan iligtas ka muna ng Panginoong Jesucristo bago ka sumalik sa church. Okay? Church membership. We don't believe in church membership for salvation. Now, lahat ng nagiging kasapi sa simbahan ay ligtas na at kailangan ang tao ay ligtas muna bago i-baptize. Okay? So, saved, Christian, saved Christian baptism. Hindi ka pwedeng i-baptize kung hindi mo pa alam o hindi ka pa sigurado na ikaw ay ligtas na sa grasya at awa ng Diyos. Saved Christian baptism. O, sa ibang religion, ano yun sa kanila?
Baptism. Salvation.
Kung gusto mong maligtas, magpabaptismo ka. Yun, tatanggapin ka ng Diyos. Lilinisin niya yung iyong mga kasalanan. Sinong naniniwala doon? Nakarinig na ba kayo ng Lutheran? Nakarinig na ba kayo ng Presbyterian? Yan ang paniniwala nila. Nakarinig na kayo ng Church of Christ? Naniniwala sila dyan. Baptismal regeneration. Baptismal salvation. Ligtas ako sa tubig ng bautismo. Yung Lutheran nga, medyo magulo. Hindi lang tubig, kailangan tubig at salita ng Diyos. Wow! Pero may halong tubig, ha? Kailangan may tubig. Hindi, sa Bible, ligtas ka sa dugo ng Panginoong Jesucristo, hindi sa tubig ng tao, hindi sa tubig. Kahit anong tubig, whether na maligo ka, uminom ka ng tubig, ay magpa-immerse ka, kung hindi mo tinanggap si Jesus Christ sa iyong buhay, hindi tanggal ang iyong mga kasalanan. So, tanggal ang kasalanan mo sa dugo ni Kristo, hindi sa baptismal. Pero, important naman yung Christian baptism, pagkatapos ng salvation muna. Save, tapos baptize. Now, sa Bible, yung mga disipulo muna ang binabaptize. Discipleship. Discipleship baptism. Hindi pwedeng i-baptize ang kahit sino. Kailangan sila ay disipulo ng Panginoong Jesucristo at gustong sumunod sa Panginoong Jesucristo. Hindi tayo naminilit. Kung ayaw ng tao magpabaptize, hindi natin ibabaptize siya. Bakit natin pipilitin ang kahit sino? Meron silang konsensya, meron silang privilege, right nila yan na sumunod sa kanilang sa Panginoon. Pero, disipulo lang ang binabaptize sa Bible. Tingnan mo ang John chapter 4 verse number 1. John chapter 4 verse 1. Tingnan mo ang John chapter 4 verse number 1. When therefore, John chapter 4 verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John. Jesus baptized more disciples. Yung binaptize lang ni Jesus, yung mga disciples. Hindi siya nagbaptize ng hindi disciple. Although Jesus himself baptized none but his disciples. But Jesus baptized through his disciples. He baptized disciples. Sa ibang religion, alas sino yung binabaptize nila? Mga babies. Mga sanggol. Binabaptize yung mga sanggol. Tanong, nagsisiba at sumampalataya yung mga babies? Hindi pwede. Hindi sila pwedeng magsisi at sumampalataya. Wala nga silang malay. Kung tutusin, ang sanggol, pag namatay ang sanggol, diretso yan sa langit. Sa awa at grasya ng Diyos, lahat ng sanggol, kahit na isinilang yan na Muslim, basta sanggol, ah, baby. Pag namatay yan, sa grasya ng Diyos, diretso yan sa langit. Dahil may awa at grasya ng Diyos, walang malay ang bata eh. Pero pag tumanda ng konti, nakikita mo na yung sungay, libido lang. Nakikita mo na yung kasalanan. Kailangan magsisi at sumampalataya. Maging disciple muna. Okay? So hindi lang Catholic ang nagbabaptize ng babies, Protestante rin. Nakakita na ba kayo ng Protestant church na nag-sprinkle ng babies? Presbyterian, Methodist, Episcopalian. Nakarinig na ba kayo, no? Anglican? Yung Anglican. Yun yun. Pinsan yan ng Catholic Church. Lahat yan ang galing sa Catholic Church. Pero, yung Bible faith, Bible truth, hindi pwedeng i-baptize yung mga walang malay. Binabaptize lang yung mga disciples. O, iba ba yan? Magkakaiba ba? Nakikita niyo ang malinaw? Ang pagkakaiba. Yun ang, ito yung the faith. Yung faith, iniingatan ng mga iglesia yung faith. Tingnan mo ang 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 15. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 3 and page. 1 Timothy 3. What? 662, page 662. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. So yung church pala dito, church, ay pillar and ground of the truth. Pillar and ground of the truth. Yung founder ng church na ito, sino? Sino yung founder ng church?
Si Jesus Christ.
Okay? Sa Catholic Church, sino yung founder ng Catholic Church?
Constantine.
313. Si Constantine. Constantine. Sa year 313 AD. Catholic Church yan. Pero, sabi ng Catholic Church, ang unang talagang nagtaguyod sa kanila, si Pedro. Kaya nga si Pedro, tinawag ng Panginoong Jesucristo, ikaw ang bato. So, sabihin, ibigay natin sa kanila si Peter. Mas maaga pa yan, ha? Peter. Sabihin na natin, Peter. Sino ang founder? Si Peter ba o si Jesus? Si Jesus. Mas nauna si Jesus na itinaguyod niya yung church niya bago niya itinagubilin. Tama ba yun? Ano ba yun? Bago niya itinagubilin sa mga disipulo, kay Peter, at saka sa mga apostol, buo na yung church niya. Jesus is the founder. Oh, Catholic, Constantine, 313. Ay, yung Protestante, kailan? Sino yung lumabas sa Catholic Church na unang Protestante na lumabas sa Catholic Church? Alam mo kung sino yun? Martin Luther. Lutheran. Alam mo kung anong year yun? 1525. AD. Eh si Jesus, kailan niya sinimula yung church niya? Sino ka alam? Kailan siya binaptize?
From the beginning daw.
Hindi from the beginning, ha? Anong year na sinimula niya? 30 AD. Oh. Ang layo naman, 1525, Lutheran. Pagkatapos ng Lutheran, sinong lumabas dyan? Anglican. Anglican. 1580s. Pagkatapos ng Anglican, sinong lumabas dyan? Presbyterian. Tapos Methodist. Lahat yan galing sa Catholic Church. Pero yung New Testament, Bible truth, Bible faith ng Kristiyano galing kay Jesus Christ. So, iba talaga yung teaching. Sa kanila, kailangan sumali ka para maligtas ka. Sa Bible, hindi, maligtas ka muna sa biyaya at grasya ng Diyos. Tapos pwede ka nang sumali sa church. Ang pagsali sa kanila, bata pa lang, wala ka pang malay, nandun ka na. Dito, kailangan, desisyon mo yon. Walang pipilit sa'yo. Ikaw mag-desisyon, gusto mo bang sumunod sa Panginoon, di i-baptize ka natin. Kung ayaw mo, di wag na. Discipleship yun. Okay? Ang church sinimula ni Jesus. Dito, ang church sinimula ni Peter. Sabi nila, si Peter. O di kaya si Constantine. O di kaya si Martin Luther. O di kaya si King Henry VIII. O di kaya si, ano? Di kaya simula ng, ba't iba? Yung mga John Wesley. Ito this yun eh. Mm-hmm. Wesley. Mga Wesley, 1600s na yun. Ang layo. Pero lahat dyan, may halong ganito. Isa lang ang mga churches na hindi ko pwedeng sabihin Baptist lang. Kasi ang totoo, may mga Baptist ngayon, hindi nila alam ito. May mga Baptist na hindi nila alam yung saved church membership. Hindi nila alam yung Christian baptism. Hindi nila alam yung discipleship. Hindi naman nila alam kung sino yung founder nila. Tanungin mo sila, sino yung founder mo? Ah, si Pastor so-and-so yan. Year 2000, saan ba tayo nagsimula? Year 2016. Huwag mong sabihin, ako ang founder nitong church na ito, ah. Hindi ako ang founder nito. No. Ang founder natin, si Jesus Christ. Pinagpapatuloy lang natin yung mga truths, yung mga pinag-aralan natin sa Bible. At sasabihin ko sa inyo, isa lang ang faith at iba yon sa false teaching. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Dapat na, ano ang purpose ng faith? Dapat maging matatag tayo sa pananampalataya. Dapat maging masigasig sa pananampalataya. Dapat isabuhay natin ang pananampalataya. Hikayatin natin ang isa't isa sa pananampalataya na lumago tayo sa pananampalataya. Handa rin tayo na magdusa para sa pananampalataya. Pastor, 3 o'clock service, mas masarap na matulog na lang o mas masaya kung mag-party na lang sa iba. No. Isa lang ang pananampalataya na ibinigay sa atin ng Panginoon. Anong gagawin natin doon? Pababayaan ba natin? O ay pagpapatuloy tayo sa pananampalataya? Sa tulong ng Diyos, nawa, tulungan tayo na magpatuloy at na maging panindigan natin ang pananampalataya at ipaglaban ito. Father in heaven, we thank you for the truths that we see in Scripture concerning the faith and how important it is that our church is not only established in the faith, but we would promote the faith and propagate the faith, beginning with evangelism, continuing with discipleship, moving on to fellowship, Lord, and true worship. I pray, Father, your hand of blessing upon us, Lord, as we continue in the faith, as we seek to serve you. Encourage us, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord. Build us up. And Lord, I pray that many souls would be saved because of this work, that we can point many people to the Lord Jesus Christ, that he would get the glory, especially in this wicked and dark day and age, Lord. We thank you for the truth we see in Scripture, and we ask that you imbibe that truth in our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit of God. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.